Kansas State Nation. What's happening? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition, covering all things Kansas State. I'm actually recording this on August 25th, 2022. Kind of an early afternoon. Got a little break in between here, so I figured, well, why not get it in? This will come out because we're focused. This is kind of a focus on volleyball, looking ahead to this weekend, the Kansas State Invitational, the season opening series of games, for the Kansas State women's volleyball team. Starting when this podcast goes up, this is going to go up early in the morning, so about 9. I'll have this go up around then, and I'll get you ready to go for the first game of what's going to be a first of two, and then of course one on Saturday for K-State women's volleyball. We're going to have a lot of stuff come right out of the gates here this weekend, so you want to make sure you're not subscribed yet to the podcast here. I would suggest you do that right now, because we're going to have postcasts coming out from left field, center field, right field. Of course, we've got our episode here tonight. When it comes out, it will be tonight, but we're going to mean out, so we'll record episode 116 of the PPPW edition of the podcast, predictions episode there. Looking forward to that. And then next week, before you know it, we're going to be talking South Dakota previewing game week here on the Purple Project Podcast, man. I think soccer's playing this weekend as well. And then next weekend, of course, we got football, cross country. Yeah, so we're going to have a lot to look forward to. A couple of press conferences there to remind you guys of as well. Probably one tonight, the coming out of Chris Klieman. I think this last fall camp press conference, that's going to be out. For those of you who have not listened to that yet, it's going to be coming out tonight on the Purple Project podcast feed. So, but not to say that the last few weeks we've had some pretty damn good content on this podcast as well. So if you're not subscribed, you might want to do that right now. The Purple Project podcast, the place to get it. Well, K-State football, volleyball. And if you've been listening all summer long, K-State Invitational kicks off the K-State women's volleyball season tomorrow, which is up when this podcast comes up tomorrow morning early. It's going to be today, folks. They're going to be playing, the Sam Houston. I keep forgetting that. Sam Houston, for whatever reason, I keep getting Sam Houston mixed for another team. But Sam Houston is the first opponent for K-State volleyball. And then, in the nightcap, get NC State and Florida A&M Saturday afternoon. As well, for those of you interested in coming out to the games, all these games will be in Bramlage Coliseum, 12 p.m. Central Time on Friday afternoon. Then you get the Wolfpack coming in here, ACC opponent, at 7:30 Central Time. And then, and I wasn't even aware of this before looking over the notes here, K-State is going to welcome in the defending SWAC conference champion in Florida A&M. So I guess that answers my question last week on the podcast. I don't know much about Florida A&M. I did say that in probably episode 115. That answers my question. So Florida A&M know how to get it done in volleyball in a small conference, but still, champions to be called to win your conference, that's a big deal. And for those of you new to this podcast, this K-State volleyball team led by, of course, Aaliyah Carter, and then you have these veterans, right? Cindy Boulding, Kaylee Vernholtz, Lauren Hinkle, Mackenzie Morris, and you have a walk-on in Elena Baca, who made a big-time who was a big-time factor in the one lone preseason game last weekend against Wayne State as well. So a lot of veterans, and that doesn't even include that list. That right there doesn't even include – oh, I did say that. Okay, all right. So there's a lot of veteran leadership across the board. When you look at K-State Athletics as a whole, K-State football, lots of veteran leadership there. K-State volleyball, K-State soccer searching for the first win of the season this weekend. There's just a lot of moving pieces around here as well. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a lot, but it's going to be something. I obviously will not watch first game because I'm going to be at work. So, but there will be a postcast on that. And then, of course, episode 116 at this time, well, tomorrow, when you guys listen to this tomorrow morning, will be coming out tonight. And then the postcast for NC State will roll out in the morning session on Saturday as well. So it's going to be a lot of, and if any news were to break in between here and there, anything important, we will jump on like we did with the whole Keontae Johnson news that which took place last weekend. Who's coming here for K-State men's basketball to was filled out one of the last two spots for head coach Jerome Tang and that bunch there. So again, I'm not going to explain anything then. What I could do right now, definitely check that out as well. So much good content has been as the last over past couple weeks, as well as throughout the summer as well, detailing K-State football roster and other things like that. And we'll definitely, as time progresses here, as it gets closer to basketball, we will definitely have a look at the K-State basketball rosters for both. And we probably did that for volleyball, yeah, a little bit. But hey, that's maybe something I might have to think about for the this upcoming episode of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly. So I just didn't want to talk too long already. We pretty much covered it all summer long. It's getting down to business. K-State volleyball season opener tomorrow afternoon during lunch hour, and then they're gonna be right back in action on Friday night, and then they're gonna turn around. So that's quick turnarounds. We're gonna find out real quickly. We said this over the summer, how good this K-State volleyball team is going to stand out for 2022. I'm anxious to see these gals play and get the season going. So I'm tired of repeating myself about the first three opponents. It's finally going to go down. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be interesting to see how well they do. They were put to the test last weekend against Wayne State in the preseason opener, the only preseason game there. So we'll see what happens there. On top of that, looking forward to it, folks. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Odyssey, Audio Boom, and a few more other podcasting platforms out there. It's definitely getting out there, folks. Definitely continue to spread the word about this podcast, folks. It's one of a couple K-State podcasts here in the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely make sure you continue to get the word out as well. And yeah, be on the lookout for postcasts this week, left and right. It's going to be something that, well, not that I've been doing it anyways. I've been doing that since last year. It's just named differently. So, yeah, be on the lookout for those this weekend throughout all three games, hopefully. And, of course, I think soccer is playing this weekend as well. And then, before you know it, next weekend, game week, baby. South Dakota coming here to the Little Apple to take on Kansas State Wildcats, folks. Season opener for K-State football in 2022. Man, cannot get here fast enough. That's going to do it on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, daily edition of the PPPD edition of the show. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Again, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast.